come back to what was left, what we were missing before, and hopefully come to a deeper and better understanding of what we were trying to understand as a now, and thus it will lead them pushed in other directions. We're not changing our mind, but I want to sharpen and understand even better the Tosas that we said before. Tosas has a fascinating sheet in regards to Shtar Matnas Karka. Vein Shtar Matnas Karka, Shtar Mecher. Shukinyan Le Karka, Vein Le Raya. So first of all, the guys didn't know exactly what that meant. The guys didn't understand what exactly Tosas means. Their Shtar Matnas Karka, Shtar Mecher, Shukinyan Le Karka, Vein Le Raya. So you needed to know, maybe I assumed that the Talmidim drew the Mishnah in Kedushin. Mishnah in Kedushin says that when it comes to acquiring things, you can acquire something with a shtar. So that means, that appears in the towards the end of the first paragraph of Kedushin, that means that just like you could acquire, you could do two things with a shtar. You could acquire something, as well as aside from acquiring something, one could also use a shtar for a raya. That means that shtar kinyan and shtar raya are two different things. You have a shtar for a kinyan, and you have a shtar for a raya. We've been discussing in our Masechta a shtar for a kinyan. What do I mean? Nothing to do with, we haven't mentioned Mishnah and Kedushin once. The answer is that we've been discussing Gerushin. And unless you say fancy like the Tzos HaChoshen, Gerushin is also a form, a kinyan. It's not just simply a Maisa Nesina. Either way, however you formulate it, Tosas now decides, but what happens if you want to create a kinyan with a shtar? So then Tosas says, the halacha is that when it comes to creating a kinyan with a shtar, so then Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Meir are going to fall into line. Rebbe Eliezer, who says that the halacha is Eidei Mesira Karsi, he's going to fall into line, and Tosas said above, that he will also require Eidim. Where did we see that in Tosas? Already above. Tosas said, and Tosas also had said that when it comes to Shtar Gerushin, the halacha is that you need Eidei Mesira, and it will never be acceptable if you don't have Eidei Mesira. So Tosas already is developing this idea that you need Eidei Mesira for all forms of kinyanim, whether it be get, whether you formulate as a kinyan mamish or not, or you're talking about mavanos. In either case, you're going to need Eidei Mesira. So says Tosos, therefore, I'm just reiterating now a point that I had already said above, and that is that when it comes to Eidei Mesira, so for Rabbi Eliezer, Eidei Mesira are necessary when you're using a shtar, both for Gerushin as well as for Kinyanim. Does anybody not understand every word of Tosos? Again, V'chein shtar matnas karka shtar mecher shu l'kinyin karka ve'eino l'raya. If I wanted to use it for a raya, I saw from the Talmidim's questions this morning, they didn't understand Tosas ad hasof. That when it comes to, if I want to use it as a raya, that everybody agrees a shtar could be used as a raya. What's a raya? A raya means that there is a disagreement between whether I bought the land or not. So then everybody agrees that you could use a shtar to prove it. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The pasuk says, "Unashatim b'klicheres l'man yomim rabin." So there, the pasuk is explicit that you could use a shtar for a raya. And in such a case, everybody would agree that a shtar serves as a raya, even if it doesn't have Eidei Mesira. The question in Tosas, what we're going to be discussing now, is if I want to use the shtar as a kinyan. That is a Mishnah in Kedushin. The Mishnah in Kedushin says that shtar could also be used to acquire land. Now some of the Talmidim were thrown off. They generally thought that you buy land. It's true. Most people buy land. But what happens if for whatever reason Reuven and Shimon decide that the money is not available now, but they want the kinyan to take place immediately, to take effect immediately, so then a shtar kinyan works. Says Tosos, V'chein shtar manas karko shtar mechushu l'kinyin karko ve'ena l'raya ena mol klum l'Rebbe Lazar. If I want to use it as a kinyan, it's not going to work. And if I know it wasn't given in front of Eid. And we saw that on Thursday, that this is a day according to Tosos Harash. Tosos rejects it. Mi yesh l'chalik? No. Even though Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that Eidei Mesira are ma'akev for Gerushin, Nevertheless, the Indian Mamma de Mahani Odas Baldin Kamein, and Sagibe de Hasim and Mokum Odas Baldin. That we would say no, that when it comes to a shtar for a Kenyan, then since Odas Baldin works like Andre Aydin, so then Eide Chasim are enough. Even Rabbi Eliezer will agree. Of the Kedushim Gershon Lom, Hanyo Das Baldin Mishum, the Bechayiv Lachrini, that's a Lashon of Gemara in Kedushin, the Bekedushin Aslach, Rom, the Gershon Aslach Kohen. But Gidin and Gershon is different because it's Chav Lachrini, how Das Baldin doesn't work. So the question is, what's Pashup Shan tells us? So we explain that what Tosis means is, first of all, we got to know the Gemara, and if you have our Messiah, how to read the Gemara, then you might have a working shot. At first glance, Tosis is sasum mehaschol ad asof. What does Tosis mean? That Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold that the Eide Mesira are not necessary when it comes to Mammon, because when it comes to Mammon, then Odas Baldin is Kameidim done. When it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, there, Odas Baldin doesn't work. As the Gemara describes, it's Chav Lachrini. What does the relationship of Odas Baldin have to do with the halachos of whether Shtar needs Eide Mesira or not? Doesn't make any sense. That's question number one that we addressed on Thursday. Question number two that we addressed is, whatever the pshat in the Yesh L'chalik is, you need to explain the first day of. Why the first day of thing? Once the first, the pshat in the Yesh L'chalik becomes legitimate, then you need to explain what is the Nekudas HaMachlokis between these two shitas. Does everybody follow what we're doing? Yeah? Okay. Yes, question number two is that once we have a pshat that we think is MS, that we have a Messiah of what Tesis means, then we need to explain what is the Yesh L'chalik. In what way does the first day disagree with the Yesh L'chalik? Why does the first day hold, despite this phenomenon of Hadas Baldin, at the end of the day, you still need Eidim Mesira for Shtarei Mammon? Those are the two things that we did on Thursday. Okay? That's what we did on Thursday. So, first question first. In our Mesira, the Gemara in Kedushin is not simply saying that when it comes to Hodas Baldin, since Hodas Baldin works by Mama, so we're not going to be so machmir to require Eide Mesira, versus by Gittim and Kedushin, we're going to be more machmir and require Eide Mesira. What the Gemara is doing is something much more profound. Reb Chaim formulated for the world something that existed already from the time of the Mishnayos, which probably goes back to Moshe Mitzrayim, and that is the concept of Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar versus Eidus L'Birur HaDavar. One of the Talmidim said that most of the Talmidim didn't understand after Shabbos what those words mean. So I'll say it again. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar means that for a Kenyan to take effect, one needs Eidim. You remember the example we dramatized? We dramatized the case of Manzerus. That if a woman did not have kosher Eidim witnessing her Kedushin, then she's not married. She's not married. Kedushin doesn't take place without Eidim. The Gemara points out that when it comes to Mammon, lo ivri sahadi elo l'shakri, that when it comes to Mammon, there is no requirement that Eidim be around to take effect. If I borrow money from you, whether there are Eidim around or not, I owe you the money. What is the power of Eidim when it comes to Mammonos? It doesn't affect reality. A Kinyan can take place whether those Eidim are there or not. But rather, what is Lo Ivri Sahadi Elo L'Shakri? Lo Ivri Sahadi Elo L'Shakri means that if we want to prove Dine Mammonos, so then in such a case, then you need Eidim. Because how are you going to prove it? That's Eidus L'Birur HaDavar. That there's a requirement of Eidim to verify the facts. A Shtar Raya is Eidus L'Birur HaDavar. If we want to bring proof, so then you have Eidim and a Shtar that testify that I owe money. Says the Gemara on Samachei Leveis in Kiddusha, Hodas Baldin doesn't work when it comes to Gittim Kiddusha. Why is it that Hodas Baldin doesn't work by Gittim Kiddusha? So the Gemara uses the words Chav Lachrimi. Let's put those words on the side for a moment and say that what the Gemara is driving at is something deeper than even the literal words of Chav Lachrimi. What the Gemara is driving at in is that Hodas Baldin doesn't work when it comes to Gittim and Kiddushin because you need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. It could be that when it comes to Gittim and Kiddushin V'Ameiv and Yavin, since it's Chav Lachrimi, then you need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. V'Ameiv and Yavin, close brackets. However you explain how it fits back into the words of Chav Lachrimi, the reality is that the Gemara in Kedusha and Samachei Mabez has created the most important distinction in all of Hilchas Eidus. And that is the distinction between Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar and Eidus L'Biur HaDavar. When it comes to Mamonos, their Eidim are not necessary for it to take effect. In contrast, says Rav Kahana in that Gemara, HaMikadish Be'Eid Echad, it's not like an Eid Echad when it comes to Dine Mamon. Eid Echad is 50% information. So 50% information has validity. 50% information in the Torah is enough to be Mechayev Shvuah. When it comes to Kiddushin, where it's Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, it's nothing until you have the full Kiyum HaDavar. There's no Kiddushin whatsoever. Hence, says the Gemara, Hodas Baldin is not significant. If the couple comes in, if the mother-in-law says over supper that she was once married, it doesn't make a difference. Why doesn't it make a difference? Because there was no marriage. Halachically, there's no marriage. That's the Gemara. That's step number one. Which the beautiful point about the Torah of the Vilna Gaon and his Talmidim and his descendants is that there's nothing fancy about it. Everything is just sumazbir zayin vashtet. Just explaining the words. No assumptions. Just explaining the words. The words of that Gemara are Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar and Eidus L'Biur HaDavar. It's just for whatever reason Chazal didn't use those exact terms. But that's the hezber and what's going on in the Gemara. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, Eidus L'Biur HaDavar. Im keinim advarim, it's Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, Eidus L'Biur HaDavar. So when it comes to Mamonos, Hodas Baldin works. Because Hodas Baldin is Kimei Eidim Dami. However, when it comes to Gittim and Kiddushin, it doesn't work. Hodas Baldin doesn't take effect. Because you need Eidus L'Kayim HaDavar. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Now let's go back to Miu Yesh L'Chalik. Miu Yesh L'Chalik says like this. When does Rabbi Eliezer require Eide Mesira? He requires Eide Mesira where there is no Hodas Baldin. Because the Eide Mesira are there as a form of L'Kiyum HaDavar. So when the Halacha mandates L'Kiyum HaDavar, then the Halacha mandates Eide Mesira, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say. No one denies the veracity of a shtar raya. A shtar that has signatures is a shtar, it's a halachic shtar. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't deny the power of that shtar. That's Eide Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the Eide Chasim are going to work. It's just not enough to create Kiyuman. So when, says the second day of Tosos, when do we say that you need Eidus of Eide Mesira? That's Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. If it's Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, so then you need Eide Mesira. That's the geder of Eidim in the Torah, L'Kiyum HaDavar. However, when it comes to Mamonos, since we see Hoidos Baldin's Kamei Eidim Dami, so you remember, how did our Messiah teach us Pshat in the Gemara in Kiddushin? So that I have from the Messiah 15 years ago. What I didn't realize is that the Messiah also said, based on the Yisod that the Messiah said over there, 15 years later the Messiah says the same thing. It tells us, I knew that that's the Pshat in Tosis as well. Tosis says that when you have Hodas Baldin, so the way in which Hodas Baldin works is Hodas Baldin is a Raya. So when you only need a Raya by Mamonos, as the Gemara attests, when it comes to Mamonos, all you need is Edus Labirer Hadavar. So then there's no requirement for Edei Mesira. So the Yisod that Reb Chaim taught us in the Gemara Kedushin Samachayim the Beis, his grandson pointed out, is the exact same Yisod. There's nothing new. All he's doing is just Samaz Birzayim Vashteit. All he's doing is explaining now the Tosos. The godless of Reb Chaim is that once Reb Chaim gave a Yisod, that Yisod applied in so many other instances. Because when you get to MS, so MS becomes an Av that's mispashet in many different directions. So that's the Yesh L'chalek over here. The Yesh L'chalek is, we have the Gemara in Kedushin, the Chiluk Eidus Kim Adorei Yisod Bira Adorei. That's exactly what Tosis is saying over here when it comes to this Yesh L'chalek as well. Tosis is saying in this Yesh L'chalek that when Hodas Baldin works, and if Hodas Baldin works by Mamon, so Mamela you don't need Eidei Mesir, you only need Eidei Chasima. So far so good, Rabbi Osai? Yeah? I know for those who, this is a repeat. You know what? This is such a beautiful Torah. It's worth repeating. I apologize, but I don't apologize. But let's keep on moving. All of this was Thursday's shir. Let's keep on moving. I still have a mitzvah to hamechadish betuva v'chol yom tamid. We have to keep on and more. This we also said on Thursday. So what did the first day hold? It's a farish of Gemara. The way you read Tosos is, the first way reading Tosos says that the first day is wrong, that you do need Eidei Mesira. How can we say that the first day is wrong? First day is a day. It didn't know a Gemara Mefureshes. It's one of the Yisodos of Eidos. So what does the first day hold? That when it comes to Mamonos, you also need Eidei Mesira. What's the pshat on the first day? So here, Rabbi Yashiver took the Yisod, again, from his grandfather, just building what his grandfather said. And he said, you have to say that the first day agrees with everything. It's a Gemara in Kedushin. But he says like the Rav Salvation. Rabbi Yashiver was Mazbir. When I was in America, I said the Rav. No longer say the Rav. He was a Rav in Boston, New York City. Rabbi Yashiver. Rabbi Yashiver said like this. Rabbi Yashiver was Mazbir as follows. He said that the first day holds that when it comes to Eidei Mesira, you need Eidei Mesira to create the get, because it's not called a shtar without Eidei Mesira. It's not called a shtar without Eidei Mesira. So you need the Eidei Mesira la'ashvuyei shtara. You need the Eidei Mesira, the first day of old, it's not called a shtar without Eidei Mesira. That's the first day. The first day of old, that it's not a shtar for a kinyan without the Eidei Mesira. What was the second day assuming? The second day was assuming that you could use the Eidei Chasima because it's Mamonos. The first day says back, wait a second. You're right in terms of L'kiyum Adover for Gittin V'Kiddushin. You don't need the Eidei Mesira. But what is the definition of a shtar? So what did Reb Chaim teach us? The definition of a shtar is Das HaMeschayiv with Eidim. Das HaMeschayiv Be'idus. Be'idus Bechsav is only the second day of Tesis. Das HaMeschayiv with Eidim, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Roshach doesn't assume that way because we follow the second day, it's not the first day. Das HaMeschayiv Be'idus, according to Rabbi Eliezer, first day it says, it's not called a halachic shtar unless you have Eidim Mesira. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that the definition of Eidim in the Torah to create a kinyan, and Gerushin is the kinyan of the Torah, right? Find me another kinyan in the Torah of Shtar. You can't. Gerushin is the only one. And don't quote to me the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu on the days, because that's only the man Yamdu Yamin Rabin. That's only for a Shtar Raya. Who says that's for a kinyan? So the first day it comes back, and the first day it says, no! The halacha is that you need Eidei Mesira for all type of kinyanim. Whether it's an Eidus Lekim Adover, whether it's Eidus Lebir Adover. Ah, you don't need for Eidim Lebir Adover. Haidas Faldin works. You're right, you don't need it. But if you want a Shaf or Shtar, Shaf means to create. If you want to create a Shtar, what's the word in Aramaic and in halacha for it? Lahashvos Hashtar. To create a Shtar, the first day it says you need Eidei Mesira. So the Gemara is fine in Kedushin Samachayim Abayz. The Gemara in Kedushin Samachayim Abayz is right that you don't need Eidim. But if you want to use Eidim to create a Kinyan, Lahafil HaKinyan, to create it, then you need a Shtar. What's the halachic definition of a Shtar? Only Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chasima create that halachic definition of a Shtar. Okay. That's the machlokes between the two days. This is probably the most intense brisker Torah that we've done in the last couple of years. So for a second year guy, if you're having, if this is something that's a little heavy, so I'm slowing down because this is pretty intense. If you're feeling like this is intense, it's because it is intense. Okay, so I'm going to stop and take questions. And then go further. Zach, you had a question before.
Yeah, you said Raya. You also make Kenyan as well.
No, Bira Dover is only for a Raya. Only a Raya.
So Kenyan is Kiyum?
Kenyan is Kiyum. The question is, what type of Eidos Lekiyum Adover do you need for a Kiyum of a Kenyan? That's a machlokes between the two Deya and Tosas. Yes, Yisrael.
He says that it comes out from the Gemara Kedushin that you need two.
I said, or the way of Yashaber said.
Yashaber said that you need two edim. You need two edim to be mekayim, because it's kiyum of nosa. But Tosfos himself does not hold by kiyum nosa. He holds that it's lashviya shtara. So, at that point, how does he go against the Gemara Kedushin?
Okay, your kasha is the way it's written up in the Shiurei Rav, not the way I just said it. Right? Everything I said is fine. Right? Very good. So then I'm happy. The truth is, I'm going to come out closer to the way Rav Baruch Ber presented Rav Chaim than the way the Shiurei Rav presents Rav Chaim. It'll be my pleasure to try to deal with that question. I have a particular bias of how I'm going to present the Hesber, and my approach is going to be closer with Rav Baruch Ber than Rav Yoshe Ber.
So the way we said it was that even according to the second Tosos, the Tosos is not Lashvei Shara, it's the Kiyum Nosa.
The way to crunch what we said is the first day of holds that you need to be Mash Mishtara through the Eidei Mesira. That's the way we said it. Oh, so the only problem is that we made the first day so good. The question is, what's going to be the sheet of the second day? What's going to be the second day? So I'm going to get back to that. That's where I'm up to. That's exactly where I'm up to be Mazgir at that point. Yes, Shalom.
Tosos is not saying that this is not a Shara. This whole case, this says the Inu Raya.
That's right. The first day is learning that it's a kin. It's Lakinyan. The first day is assuming it's Lakinyan.
Okay,
that's correct.
How according to the second day?
I'm about to explain second day based on the Hezbollah I just gave. Okay? That's where I'm up to. Yes, Yuzalev.
It says that if you don't.
For a shtar kinyan, if you don't have anything serious, it's a zero. It doesn't make the kinyan.
Not even a shtar.
Right? Right. It doesn't work at all. It doesn't work at all. Now, Rabosai, the way we've just set it up, on Thursday, actually, we left off with a tzara kinyan on the first day. The way I just set it up, I answered that tzarachin on the first day of Amei B'Yavin. Now we're going to be stuck and we need to be Mazbir the second day. That's just Amei B'Yavin's introduction. The first day is now beautiful. The first daya is that you need Eidei Mesira for it to be called a shtar, for a kinyan. So what is the second daya? That's Tzarichin number one. Tzarichin number two is something that Rabbi Nachum asks very, very sharply in the photocopy that I'm going to give you. I'm just going to take one part out of the Rabbi Nachum. But I'm just using this as a springboard to get back to the Masorah of Reb Chaim. Reb Nachum doesn't really develop within Reb Chaim, so I'm not going to go with Reb Nachum. But is this the right phone now? Yeah, this is it. No. I think I made the wrong photocopy. Good, Basher, it's the wrong photocopy. There's actually some nice stuff over here. This is from Nachum's own Hesper, but it's not the photocopy. I asked for the wrong one to be photocopied. So, Rav Nachum says like this. Rav Nachum points out that L'chura you could ask, I'm going to now ask two Tzarech Iyuns in the second day. Rav Osai, does the second day of Tosvos, the Yesh L'chalek, is that consistent with what we read above in Tosvos, or different? Excellent, Yosef Chaim. Why? Don't use the word Kiyum and Biru. Use the words of Tosvos himself. I'm asking within Tosvos himself. Within Tosvos himself, is that consistent with what we learned above in Tosfos or not? In the Mi'ah Yesh L'chalek. Yes, Zach?
I would say no, because...
Why?
In the first time of Tosfos, we say, Halacha Kamoso Af B'Shar Shtaros. We were saying by Delinya Mamon, the Mahani Oda Baldi, Kamei Eidim.
Very good, Zach. I'll add one more sentence. There are two lines, if you put them together in Tosfos, seem to be against the Yesh L'chalek. And this... Rav Nachum asks on the way the Psos Hachoshen reads Tosos. But that's too complicated for us. If you want to see it on the page that I photocopied, if you just want to see it, but you don't need it this way. It's more I could do it in much more straightforward way in this case. It's in Rav Nachum on page Tzadi Zayin, okay? But every single one of you will understand it without looking up the Rav Nachum. Let me just ask Mineyube and Tosos. Tosis's conclusion is that when it comes to Shtar Kinyan, so then in such a case the halacha is that you need Eidei Mesira. However, I'm sorry, when it comes to giving the Kedusha, you need Eidei Mesira. But by Shtar Kinyan, you don't. That's what the Yesh L'chalek says. L'chura, it's against what we saw upstairs in Tosis. Number one, on the first line, Tosis paskins, that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer bar Shar Shtaros. And then Tosis says, Sarech li zoher shiu eidei mesira b'shas mesinas aget. Number one, Tosis paskin, that we eidei mesira karsi even bar Shar Shtaros. And he says, black on white, you need to be careful that the eidei mesira there b'shas mesinas aget. So how do you reconcile that with the end of Tosos when he says Yesh L'chalek and he says that no, you only need Eidei Mesira for Gittin and Kedushin? The first part of Tosos seems to be not that way. Reb Nachum points out that the Pesais learns that Tosos was Chozer. Tosos changes mind. It's not so crazy. Don't make Litzanus. Tesis says, Miu Yesh L'chalek. What does Tesis mean when he says, Miu Yesh L'chalek? Does Miu Yesh L'chalek mean he's being chayzer on the entire thing? Or not? So Reb Nachum points out that the Ketzais, it's not explicit in the Ketzais. That's why I'm happy that I didn't photocopy the Ketzais and the Basheret that I didn't show you with the Reb Nachum inside. We should know it ourselves. Just Pashup Shan and Tosis. The Ketzais learns, Reb Nachum claims the Ketzais learns, that Tesis was chayzer. But in our Messiah from Reb Chaim, we're not going to have to learn that way. Reb Chaim didn't say this, but Reb Baruch Ber said Bidas Reb Chaim. And it's beautiful. It's not the same thing that Reb Yasha Ber taught us, was the same thing that he was teaching from his grandfather, was the same thing that Reb Baruch Ber developed based on Reb Chaim in the Tosis himself. But Tzarech Iyun number one, again to repeat, is that Tosis in the Maskana says you only need Eidei Mesira when it comes to Gittin Kedusha, not by Mammon. The opening lines of Tosis said, number one, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer Bar Shar Shtaris. Number two, that was Roman numeral one. What was Roman numeral two? To be makbid on Eidei Mesira. Mashman, all cases, you need to be makbid on Eidei Mesira. Vameivin Yavin, according to Tosis Rosh, maybe it's not such a kasha. Vameivin Yavin. Maskim Yisrael. According to Tosis Rosh, maybe it's not such a kasha. Maybe. But in Minei Ubei and Tosis, it's for sure a kasha. That's Tzarech Iyun number one. You know what? One Tzarech Iyun is enough for now. So it's a good enough of a kasha that's enough for now. So Rav Baruch Ber gives a beautiful hesber, which we photocopy. This I want to give out. And then the whole sugya is mamish beautiful. Everything makes beautiful sense. And everything fits into this beautiful scheme where every single part of the Messiah adds up beautifully, every tesis adds up beautifully, every gemara, it's everything is a beautiful orchestra. It's a complicated orchestra. There are about 150 instruments that are playing together, but there's a beautiful, beautiful, there's a beautiful, beautiful symphony that's going on over there. Where's the rebar there? Oh. Simin Yudalit. And not only this, Rabbi said, we're going to add tomorrow another 150 instruments to the same symphony. Okay? Everything that we're going to see is that the Roman numeral 2, which is the biggest sugya in Shas, Zach, you're quite a cheverman. Zach, you know what Zach did? Zach put up online, you know, every shir has its own title. Like, you know, B'inyan Zeh, B'inyan Zeh. You know what Zach's been putting on? You know what the title is? The most important Tosis in Gittin. I was like, what? He's made me eat what I said. Okay. So I had nachazek. So we haven't gotten into yet why it's the most important. We already got to the most important lomdo shiyosod in Gittin. But in terms of halacha lemaisa, we haven't gotten into yet why it's the most important Tosis in Gittin. That's Roman numeral 2. What Rav Baruch Ber is going to do, I said we're going to multiply the symphony, is that Rav Baruch Ber is going to also explain how Roman numeral 2, which is a big machlekes rishonim, is going to connect to everything that we said before as well. Mind-boggling. That's all nichlal in the words das hamischayiv with eight. All of this is nichlal in those words. By the way, I don't believe Rav Chaim is perfect. But it happens to be there are some things that is amazing. Comes along Rav Baruch Ber, and Rav Baruch Ber tells us the following pshat and tosis. And this is going to explain to us what is the second day in tosis. Second day in tosis. Beir Hadvarim, five lines into Os Aleph. The afagav the Rebbe Lazar, lesley din eidei chasima linyin lasos kinyin ashtar. Even the second day holds that Rebbe Lazar is of the opinion that you don't have eidei chasim against the shtar. Here, right in on the side of your Rebbe Baruch Ber, the lo kipashtus haktzayis hachayishim besimim mem beis shelomed. Maybe, according to Rav Nachum Pertzavitz, I'm not convinced that Tosfos Mefurish on this, Shalomet Shetosfos Chozrim Bo. According to Rav Baruch Ber's Pshat, Tosfos is not going to be Chozer. Everything's going to be beautiful in Yesh L'chale. Rabosai. Since everything is coming together as an orchestra, let me just show you how this, Rav Baruch Ber is going to pull in, is a note that the piano has been playing for the last 3 months. Mamish, the last 3 months. He's going to just now highlight that note that the piano has been playing. Says Rav Baruch Ber, what did Rav Chaim teach us about how shtar works in general? How does shtar work? we learned that there's a very fundamental problem that we have. By the way, this is in brackets. I'll add that this is in brackets. I'm just accentuating how everything plays beautifully. If you don't follow this point, still Reb Baruch Ber, you understand. Remember, we've had this note that's been playing that a shtar is really has a problem of mipiyam below mipik safam. That you can't give in a shtar that has written testimony into Eden. And we explained how a shtar is not mipik safam. However, we explained it. Says Reb Baruch Ber, I'm going to refer back without yet even quoting the Rebbe Reb Chaim, who he quotes as the Rebbe. Without even quoting the Rebbe Reb Chaim, he already makes reference to this Yisod. Bir Advarim, that's closed brackets. Just to, you'll see, for those who are sensitive, who remember that Yisod from Reb Chaim and Sefer, that's what Reb Baruch Ber is making reference to. Bir Advarim. Da'af al gadu Rebbe Lazar les leidin eide chasima li'ilasas kinyin ashtar. Now, we don't need Reb Chaim, we need Beferish Gemaras. The Beferish Gemara is that when it comes to Shitas Rebbe Lazar, he holds always Eide Mesira Karsi. We never find Rebbe Lazar using Eide Chasima. So what's the Pshat Yesh L'Chalik? How can Yesh L'Chalik say you don't require Eide Chasima? He says like this. That you don't need Eide Mesira, thank you, you don't need Eide Mesira. Mikol makom, mikiva de mahani din Eide Chasima l'raya ba'alma. Since Eide Chasima can work as a raya, right? Everybody agrees with that. Le'inyin shelo yeh mipik savam. And it's not considered mipik savam. In brackets, because there's das ha'mischayiv with Eidim, or it's a takana midrabana. Close brackets. But the halacha is that Eide Chasima work as a raya. That everybody agrees. That comes from Rebbe Gamliel. That Rebbe Gamliel taught us. When Rebbe Gamliel taught us that 2,000 years ago, right here in Eretz Yisrael, he was planting the seed for Reb Chaim in Brisk to be masbir how the Eide Chasima work in the Das HaRamba. Close brackets. But that's the Yisoid of Rebbe Gamliel. Hiskin Rebbe Gamliel. That's Rebbe Gamliel. That there's such a thing as Eide Chasima, even though Eide Mesira Arkarsi. So it works enough as a raya, right? That's what Rebbe Gamliel is saying. Rebbe Chaim was just helping us understand Rebbe Gamliel. Nothing fancy. Rebbe Chaim's not doing anything fancy. Rebbe Chaim doesn't even feel very happy about himself afterwards. All he's doing is he's explaining good pshat. Memela. Mahani anan sadi kmo eidim esira lasos krisis v'kinyin ashtar. If that's so, if the eide chasima have the power to be approved, so this daya is going to hold that that's enough to create kinyin. The anan sadi is all you need for kinyin. The second daya holds that the requirement of Eide Mesira, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is not due to Kiyum Adavar. It's possible with Kayim Adavar with Eide Chasima as well. Because we know Eide Chasima work. Eide Chasima work is approved. This day holds that once you have an Anan Sa'adi of the Eide Chasima, once the Eide Chasima are enough for a Raya, then they're enough for Eidim of a Kinyan as well. Aye, the Gemara said, when it comes to Eidus Lekim Adover, there you need Eidus Lekim Adover for Gittin and Kedushin. That only applies to Gittin and Kedushin. When it comes to Eidus of Gittin and Kedushin, lo mahani Odas Baldin. There Odas Baldin doesn't work. If Odas Baldin doesn't work, then we see that you have a higher level that's required lahafil to effect Gittin and Kedushin than you do when it comes to Dine Mamanos. A higher level. And the Chidush of the second Deya, which actually makes the second day more of a chidush than the first day. The chidush of the second day is the Yesh L'Chalek holds that even though you're effecting a kinyan, it's lahafil, nevertheless, Lahafil Akinyan by Mamanos is going to be different than Gittim Kedushin. The only time you need Eidus Lekium Hadavar in the live sense of Eidus is Gittim Kedushin, because that's a halacha, stand up Shmuel, that's a halacha of Dover Sheba'erva. That's a requirement of Dover Sheba'erva. So Dover Sheba'erva, there you have this added requirement. The chiddush of this day is saying that the halacha mandates, that you need to have edim there in the sense that there is edim that will be enough to be an anan sahadi. If these edim are trustworthy, man yamdu yamim rabim, they become trustworthy for the kinyan itself. That's the Be'er Advarim. That's the explanation of this daya over here in Mio Yesh Lechave. Now skip this whole paragraph, all these paragraphs, which we're going to get back to, which is going to take us into Roman numeral 2. And now Rav Baruch Ha'er summarizes the Tosfos for us. Ulefiz and Novin, all the way to your bit. Ulefiz and Novin, Svaras HaTosfos. Now everything is, Tosfos is beautiful. The Svira Lei. Now we have a machlokis between the two days of Tosfos. The machlok, everything is beautiful. Let's now review all of the givens. All of the givens that we have in Tosfos are as follows. Number one, the Gemara in Kedushin Sarachayim Abayis tells us that the halacha is that there's a fundamental difference between Lekium HaDavar and Lebirur HaDavar. When it comes to Mamanos, when we're talking about Lebirur HaDavar, so then Hodas Baldin works. When it comes to Gittin the Kedushin, there Hodas Baldin doesn't work. And therefore you need Eidim. And that's why Mekadesh Be'ed Echad, even if you're Choshesh L'divrei Eid Echad for Mamanos, you're not going to be Choshesh when it comes to Gittin the Kedushin. The Gemara there is only mechalik, as our Messiah from Reb Chaim was Masbir, is only mechalik between Lekium HaDavar and Lebirur HaDavar. Reb Chaim's Einikel comes along and he explains, what does it mean there, Lekium HaDavar and Lebirur HaDavar? That's exactly what the Mi'o Yesh L'chalik is bringing out. That the Mi'o Yesh L'chalik is saying that when it comes to the case of Mamanos over here, so there the Mamanos doesn't require the Eidus Lekium HaDavar. And the first day is going to say, no! Over there, according to the first day, it says, at the end of the day, you're creating a Kenyan. If you're creating a Kenyan, then the only Eidus that's there to create a Kenyan is the Eidus Lekium HaDavar, the first day of Tosfos. Comes back the second day, and the second day says, no! There it's different. So we asked, but at the end of the day, what do you mean it's different? To create a Kenyan, you need Eidim? Question number one. Question number two, which I called Sarachian number one before, question number two is, at the end of the day, Tosfos seems to contradict himself. Tosfos upstairs said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need Eidim Mesira. How can Tosfos say in the bottom that you don't? The answer is, according to the second day, you have Eidei Mesira. What do you mean you have Eidei Mesira? The answer is that when it comes to these Eidim on the Shtar, these Eidim on the Shtar are so powerful, they're an Anan Sahadi that take the place of Eidei Mesira. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need Eidei Mesira. But when you have Eidim on a Shtar, so the Eidim on the Shtar are testifying to an event of a Kenyan. That's enough L'Kayim HaDavar when it comes to Mamanos. It's enough because we believe the Kenyan took place. The Eidim signed on the fact that it took place. That's enough L'Kayim HaDavar. Because there's Anan Sa'adi. And the proof that we believe them is that we believe them in Hilchos Eidus. The Shtar is believable. So it becomes an Anan Sa'adi. The Gemara in Kedushin said that when it comes to Kiyum HaDavar, you need live Eidim, not Eidei Chasima. The answer is that Gemara we could reinterpret, says the second day, as only talking about Gittim and Kedushin. And the first day it says no. First day it says the Gemara in Kedushin is clear. The Gemara in Kedushin is mechalik between the Eidus L'Kiyum HaDover and Eidus L'Bira HaDover. Rebbe Eliezer holds Eidim Masira is always Karsi. Mehechi Tesi, are you going to take an Anan Sadi based on a Chidush that Reb Chaim taught, based on Reb Gamliel, etc., etc., and all of a sudden you're going to say that that works as an Anan Sadi L'Kiyum HaDover? Mehechi Tesi. Zeha Yisoy Damachloikis. That's how Baruch Ber said it against his good friend Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Moshe Soloveitchik says different shot. I like Reb Baruch Ber is better than Reb Moshe Soloveitchik's shot. It's beautiful. Everything, and then all the keys of the orchestra are being played beautifully. You have in the background Reb Chaim's constant theme of Eidus Bechsav, the Koach of Eidei Chasima, Das HaMeschayiv with Eidim. But then the question becomes whether that Das HaMeschayiv with Eidim is enough to create a Kiyum HaDavar. And the second day of Tosas holds that that's enough to create a Kiyum HaDavar. The simple reading Gemara Kedushin Samachayim of days is actually like the first day in Tosas. And that is that if you're creating a Kinyan, if you're not dealing with a Raya, then you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. That's what the first day it says according to Rabbi Eliezer. And what's Kiyum HaDavar according to Rabbi Eliezer? Eidim Asira. The second day it says, no! When it comes to Dover Sheberva, then you're going to need Mamish Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. That's what the Gemara was talking about. Lahafil works in the following way when it comes to Mamnos. Since it's enough for a Raya, for an Anan Sahadi, for a Raya to work, because Odas Baal didn't work, so Eidei Chasima worked, so now it's believable. Once that's believable, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that's going to be enough. That Anan Sahadi becomes equal to the value of Eidei Mesira. And therefore, the halacha that requires Eidei Mesira according to Rebbe Eliezer is not a halacha l'kiyum adavar. It's a halacha of Ein Dover Sheve'erva Papos Mishnayim. That when it comes to Arayas, you need to have a witness by two people. That's the Omek of Ergamah. That's the Omek of Tosus. So now let's go again. Let's say it again. Let's work. Oh, wow. I'm out of time to say it again. So, Beis Hashem, tomorrow I'll say it again. Beis Hashem. And we're going to pick up with Roman numeral 2 tomorrow. Basically, let me just structurally, if you want to do a Chazara, structurally, I'm taking Rav Soloveitchik's Yisod. There were things that I left off with in Tzarechiyun. One Tzarechiyun I left off with Thursday, one Tzarechiyun that I pointed out today. And I'm taking the same Yisod without him going with his father's Malach, but with Reb Baruch Ber's Hesder. I didn't get to finish Reb Baruch Ber's words. You'll see. I hope it works out beautifully with the Lefizeh and Novin Svaras HaTosas that you'll understand. And to summarize in one sentence, because all I have time for is one sentence, I'll continue with this tomorrow, the first 5 minutes tomorrow. To summarize in one sentence what comes out in the Machlokis of Mia Yesh L'Chalik and the first day of Tosas, the crux of the Machlokis is whether Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar L'Hafil HaKinyin could be done al yidei Eidei Chasim or not. That's the crux of the Machlokis between the two days.